This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I don't want to be in your British hell.
We got to get some Hollywood Babylon intro to him. That's even better than this song. All right, we are talking about Hillary Clinton. We just had a gentleman saying he was formerly with the DEA and was persecuted. All I know is that's in mainstream news. They persecuted the DEA, the FBI, the CIA, all these agencies. The upper controllers have much of the NSA and other spy grids pointed at the government to make sure the compartmentalization continues to carry out the globalization. That's what the whistleblower was saying. The compartmentalization is used to keep good people from knowing what's going on to advance globalization. It is a technotronic takeover system. We're taking your phone calls about this right now. We had a Pastor Manning joining us and more news. Sean in Utah, you're on the air worldwide and Mel in Costa Rica and others. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me on. I got a comment and a question. My comment is, 5 years in the Navy and now working for a contractor, all the classified information handling training that I've received, I've always been taught that it doesn't matter your intent when you're handling classified information. If you mishandle it, you mishandle it and you're in the wrong. So in my mind, she's wrong. Hillary's wrong. She mishandled classified information and she should be punished for that.
And that's what the law says.
Yeah, and that's what we've always been taught. But 5 years in the Navy and now working for a government contractor, when we handle classified information, you don't have to prove intent if it's mishandled. It was mishandled.
And by the way, especially when you're military, you can tell folks about that training. That's not a secret. If there's people, even at your office or on a ship or whatever, trying to get in to get the material, you've got to destroy it or fight to the death to keep them from getting it. So it goes beyond. You're not just supposed to mishandle it or sell it. You're supposed to defend it.
Yes. And with deadly force if necessary.
Well, all I know is they use the secrecy. 95% of the stuff, according to all the experts I've talked to in my own research, does not need to be classified. They classify basic procedures. They classify news stories. They classify all sorts of stuff to keep from the public or to not let the military itself talk about it. I mean, Washington Post articles get classified, by the CIA. There's millions of them reportedly. Different articles have been classified so they can say, don't talk about this or don't allow this to be shared on computer systems. But then separately, oh, Hillary Clinton, she can meet with the communist Chinese hundreds of times when she was co-president with Bill and give them all sorts of secrets. I mean, she should be beyond prison. And again, I don't wish any harm against Hillary Clinton. She's a horrible creature. But I mean, at a certain point, if you or I got caught doing that stuff, we'd be given the death penalty, Sean.
Yeah, and at the bare minimum, sent to Leavenworth.
Well, let me tell you know foreign governments are on your illegal server. You're using it as a Dropbox. She's not stupid. Okay, that's espionage. And everybody's missing the boat. I'm telling you. She knew for years she's not stupid. She was putting all this secret stuff on there selectively, knowing a bunch of governments were on there. There's two reasons. It was a secret program to leak disinformation, or Hillary Clinton was selling data. Now, I hate to float a cover story for them to say, oh, it was a secret, disinfo thing. But, they do stuff like that. That's why during World War II, they broke the code for 3 years, but wouldn't tell, wouldn't let us win most battles because they didn't want the Germans to know we broke the code so we could win, key battles. And that's a really evil Machiavellian thing to do, but that's what they did, and I guess it worked. But what's your view on that?
She could have been selling it. She could have been doing whatever with that information, but I'm wondering how much of this FBI Comey coming out with what he said is a distraction from what Obama might be trying to do his last few months in office. something.
I agree. He's coming after the guns. He's still got the borders open. He is jacking with the currencies. He's starting a bunch of wars. Yeah, we got to be watching Obama while we're diverted, you know, with this Hillary.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide. You're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You want it, baby? You're about to get it.
You are the resistance, my friends. as we broadcast worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. Larry Nichols, the consummate Clinton insider, came out last Friday and said they will not indict Hillary. And he said it a month before that and a year before that. He said the whole email thing is a distraction from all her other crimes, her persecution of the press, Benghazi, Fast and Furious, her girlfriends, the communist Chinese connections. And he was proven correct. He's going to pop in for like 10 minutes sometime in the next couple hours, probably towards the end of this hour with Pastor Manning riding shotgun with us. I do intend to continue with your calls with Pastor Manning, Mel in Costa Rica, and Maurice in Virginia, Daniel in Florida, Corey in Ohio, Margaret in Oklahoma. I love having Dr. Manning, who's a radio TV host in his own right, kind of co-host once a month with us for an hour and give us his insight on things and what's going on. There's another article in London Telegraph, also in the L.A. Times, that all over the country, elites are building big armored compounds, mainly the technocrats of Google and Microsoft and Twitter and Facebook. And the headline is The Wolves of Silicon Valley, How Megalomaniacs in Hoodies Become Tech's Answer to Wall Street. And Paul Watson reports on that on Infowars.com, how they're getting armored redoubts, storable food, you name it, because they are honchoing for the governments the incremental collapse. They're able to predict the future with mass movements. They're able to trigger revolutions. That's in the news today with mainline tech experts coming out and political scientists saying with multi-billion members, the biggest country on earth is Facebook. Its dictator is Mark Zuckerberg. That's a CNBC headline from a month ago. And he can throw the election because a large portion of the public are trendies, and they will do whatever they think is cool. And whatever the bots, whatever the fake friends, and most of their friends on Facebook, the little isolated folks that may have 10 or 15 real friends and then 10 or 15 fake friends they don't even know are fake. It's the next level of the Nigerian scam where you send $500 to Prince Abubu, he gives you $10,000. You give him $5,000, he gives you, you know, a million, but the million never comes. Well, now you just have fantasy friends, just like Ashley Madison. I told folks years ago, I said, that almost all that stuff is fake bots. I've seen guys literally go, look at this hot girl. She wants to go out with me. And I'm like, yeah, but that's a bot. That is the craziest stuff. And it's just a total culture of fraud. So there's those of us that are somewhat immune, somewhat awake to the scams, the manipulation, the great delusion. But then there's a lot of folks that aren't, especially young people, raised up in it. Young folks are either really awake right now or they're really dumb. We're seeing a major split here. So we're going to talk about that with Pastor Manning. We're going to talk about what's happening in the economy. Deutsche Bank is plunging right now. Eurozone rocked by British exit. Now George Soros bets $100 million on German bank collapse. You think Lehman Brothers was big? This is going to be huge. We're going to be talking about that. We've got a former NSA whistleblower and Infowars.com reporter Wayne Madsen joining us to talk about all this. And so much more. But here's Hillary Clinton and Obama persecuting the press and members of the government for blowing the whistle on corruption, using the very same laws Hillary now says she's exempt from, and the FBI director coming out looking like he was scared, looking like he was a deer in the headlights. I've watched a lot of his press conferences. He didn't normally look at the crowd. He was kind of looking up and looked, and first he indicted her and how horrible she was and how, you know, inept, and then, but she's not going to get in trouble. But you will if you do this. Wow, don't try this at home, kids. This was unbelievable. So he's always got a very interesting angle. And I'm not just saying this patronizingly. We have a lot of guests on that are really astute. That's why they're on a lot. We don't just have a bunch of people on. We have people that I found to be very accurate, very astute, you know, on target. Manning always has angles I didn't think of that turn out to be game changers. So we'll see with this plethora, because I don't talk to him before the show. I just throw this stuff out there, and we'll see where he wants to go first. He's with OTLA, a successful church fighting tyranny for the last three decades there in Harlem. He successfully helped boycott and began to shut down the dawn of that area. Al Sharpton, but I'm not going to go over his laurels here today, just that you should visit his website we have on screen of your TV viewer, radio listeners. Just go to atlah.org, A-T-L-A-H.org. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com. So, Pastor Manning, I've thrown out in the last 5 minutes a lot of topics. What would you like to tackle first, or you got a curveball for us?
No, James called me director of the FBI, but actually it will be Hillary's private State Department. And what I mean by that, Alex, is that she set up her own private email server, meaning that all communications to her from any other source around the world, whether it was about ISIS, about Putin, or about the UK, or about Muslims, or whoever, had to first come to her server. Now, that was not the appropriate protocol. We all know the appropriate protocol was for all information to come into the government server, and then she disseminate that information to the appropriate person, whether it be the Pentagon or whether it be the illegal president, Obama, or others. So what Hillary effectively did, and you got to give her credit for being as shrewd as a rattlesnake on this one, she now controls information over the past 4 years of her Secretary of State tenure that the government does not have privilege to. And when it was discovered that she had this and a lot of stink was made about it, she deleted a ton of emails and then scrambled all the others. In other words, Hillary had her own private State Department. She only allowed the Pentagon, she only allowed Obama and others enter information that she deemed them worthy or had a need to know. And that's the thing that Comey did not discuss on yesterday.
Wow, that's why I love having you. Clearly she was using it, as I've said, as a Dropbox. 33,000 are missing.
Absolutely.
But the spy is Hillary because she's the one getting the data to then broker it out regardless. And absolutely, it's all the missing emails. It's that she bypassed the State Department itself,
right,
hijacking the Department of State. Wow.
Absolutely. That's exactly what she did. And who knows what information she has? Who knows whether the world would be in a much different state now?
And we know the Clintons have always been blackmailing people off the stuff they got 20 years ago. And oh my gosh. Wow, it's even worse than I thought.
Yeah, and so the fact that she was able to do this, get away with it, who knows what information we could have been privileged to? Who knows how many
lives? You
know,
crazy Manning. I'm not just kissing your butt. It's true. Nobody else is bringing this up except you. And what an angle! That's it. She had her own State Department.
Absolutely.
And then where's the missing emails? She stole data.
Yeah. And you know, and the other thing, Alex, is that Comey said on yesterday that were at least they were able to piece together during their reconstructing of the emails that were dumped, trash, or deleted, that 110 of them had been classified, a certain amount top secret, classified, etc. But there were 33,000 emails that went through her system. Now, just in general, 33,000 emails, when you think about it, coming to the Secretary of State, and only 110 of them, 110 ratio to 33,000 that were considered top secret, or those were the ones that they were privileged to, and in that none of those were alleged to have been violated. And the other insult that he gave us on yesterday was that though she had created her own State Department, her own Pentagon, her own source of power, her own presidency, that her email server was never hacked. I mean, come on. And anybody, she sent you an email. You and her may have been conversing about something that you were aware of, or Wayne Mattson or Paul Watson may have been aware of, and you were communicating about it, and you thought that your communication with her was tight with the government seal upon it. But you were never hacked as well. It was ridiculous, the things we heard on yesterday regarding how they whitewashed. In fact, whitewash would be a nice word for what they did for Hillary, to say to her, you got the power, you ran the United States in a certain way, Obama ran it another way, and we're not going to trouble you. We're not going to make you force up the information that you know. And we're not
well, that really is what's happening, whether it's Bill Clinton or whether it's Obama. She just attaches herself onto a presidency and then operates. She did that under Clinton. She ran her own White House separate, kind of like Dick Cheney did with Bush. This is
absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly what she did. Exactly what she did. And Obama had to bring her on either as vice president, which he was not going to do, or as secretary of state. Because if you go back to the feeling during those days when he finally won the election, and every last one of us knew that they took it from her. They took the state of Florida. They took the state of Michigan from her. They bamboozled the American people. The media.
Absolutely. Stay there, Pastor Manning. We're coming right back on the other side.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey protein powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely. And I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
BodyArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you prepared with food that has a 30-year shelf life, is GMO-free and has no MSG, the highest quality on the planet? For only $95 a month, get a full month's supply of food at DeseretFoodStore.com. If you're one of the next 100 people to sign up, you'll get 1 month additional for free. Yes, that's right. Buy one and get one free for the first month. Go to DeseretFoodStore.com now or call 801-444-1444. That's 801-444-1444.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. A shameless politician always plays her cards right. Got a crew for the fight on the airwaves. Lap dogs in the press, keep the mouth tight. Cause a Clinton never needs to explain what, why it is, what they done, or with who. A real Clinton knows that they're entitled, and you don't get to know what they do.
What difference does it make?
For Clinton, what nuts loaded in some fat apple file. A Clinton plays the victim for promotion. A Clinton kills it off with a smile. Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. A server full of secrets ain't no thing. Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. Nothing ever hits with a sting.
That was part of Ted Cruz's campaign. Pastor Manning's our guest. This is a short segment, long segment, coming up with more news and your calls. Mel, Daniel, Maurice, Corey, Greg, and others. Piercing angles on that, Pastor Manning. Let me expand on that in this question. Why do you think the FBI director did that? Looking at the different power structure, we know the Clintons and the Obamas don't like each other. Hillary's come out and said now she wants Loretta Lynch to continue on. Why would Clinton force his way on her plane in that James Bond villain meeting on the tarmac? I mean, it's like they're trying to rub our face in it, or they just don't care. What's going on?
They absolutely don't care. That's for sure. But Comey had to do that to protect the integrity of all the other people, going all the way back to the Supreme Court decision regarding Obamacare and Lieutenant Justice Roberts finding a loophole to cement an illegal program against the American people and Obamacare. But also, there's no proverb, oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. And quite frankly, James Comey, in order to hold the position that he holds now, must play ball with everybody else. That is to say, we've been tangling a weave. Of course, politics has always been politics, going back to Woodrow Wilson back in the days of trying to establish the League of Nations. But since Obama, Alex, we have seen an uptick, in fact, a tsunami of political corruption like we've never seen before. And quite frankly, anybody who's in politics right now is a part of the corrupt system and protecting the interest of the corruptors. But right now, I'm ready to go out on a limb now and say, what Donald Trump is saying in one regard, that Hillary is the most crooked politician to ever run for office, he's absolutely right. And we need to think about it in this regard. There has nobody been as corrupt as Hillary is right now. And she's holding the power over all people, including James Comey. So in order for him to maintain his position, whatever that might be, he had to do what he did. But we can look at Benghazi. Obama got away with a lot of stuff. You and I talked about that 8 years ago, Alex, about Obama, the birth certificate, the whole issue, you know. But nobody has gotten away with the kind of illegal things going all the way back to Whitewater.
And Pastor Manning, going back to Julius Caesar 2,000 plus years ago, 2,050 some years ago, he wrote about corruption. People don't get it. They start corrupting on purpose to get others involved, so now they control the whole system, and it looks like they're finally hitting that critical mass where the whole top of the structure is corrupt.
Right.
Everybody has been manipulated into it in the belief they're keeping America going, too big to fail, but in truth, they let the globalists take over by allowing the corruption to get to this level.
And that's the other thing, how the globalists are playing into this process, and people are told, listen, you want to eat bread, you want to live in this nation, you want to avoid going to jail or going to prison. Listen, Alex, if the FBI decided right now to investigate me on anything, they could put me in jail. If they wanted to do it, they could, and then I'd have to prove that I'm innocent.
Yeah, they can indict a ham sandwich. I mean, they can just say you gave a false statement.
Absolutely. So it's a matter of whether or not you want to play ball, and Americans are still eating. You know, we're still fairly.
Sure, but Hillary now knows she can go for broke. What do you expect her to do? We're going to break in a minute and a half. If she gets in, what does she do?
It's going to be chaos like you've never seen before. She holds the power over a lot of people. I think the first person you're going to see fall and expose is going to be Obama. And if he's not first, Alex, the group that will fall will be the African American or the black people. She hates them. They kicked her in the teeth, and she has not. When I look at her and I see her interacting with Black Lives Matter, or when she approaches African American people, she's very uncomfortable, Alex. She hates them. They kicked her in the teeth. They spit
on her. Before that, back when she was co-governor and then first in the presidency with Obama, I mean, with Clinton, she said, we got to make these black people heal.
Yeah, and so I think You're going to see chaos, eruption upon black people and also on Obama when she comes to power. And there'll be nothing anybody can do about it. Nothing anybody can do about it.
We'll be right back with Pastor Manning. Uncannily, got his finger on the pulse. Your phone calls.
Empires on the run. Nicholas. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hollywood Babylon.
Hollywood.
This whole country has become Babylon.
Hollywood.
Cover some of the news stories. Take your phone calls, your questions, your comments, Pastor Manning. And then we've got Nichols popping into ride shotgun with us about 5 minutes in the next hour, because he predicted last week that Hillary would not be indicted. I don't even know if I should even play the clip. I mean, everybody heard it. We're going to hear from him briefly what's coming up next. Oh, by the way, Nico, one of our producers, head producer, just asked me, hey, you didn't cover Nigel Farage resigning yesterday or play his resignation speech. And I meant to. He's really the leader of free Europe. Like, you can say the United States used to be the leadership of the free world. The president was the leader of the free world. I mean, we weren't perfect, but we stood against, you know, communism and total corruption and had due process. and the little people have the same rights as the big people. But he was asking why I haven't talked about Nigel Farage leaving. It just fell through the cracks. I hope he's just taking a rest. But I remember when he used to come on as a guest, I'd talk to him during the breaks, and he would just say, oh, I'm so sick of all this. He wasn't a complainer. He just wanted to go back to private business. He didn't like what he had to do. He just didn't like EU bureaucrats coming in and shutting down London businesses and things. That's why he got involved as a businessman who'd never been in politics 23 years ago. And I think we need more Nigel Farages to stand up and take action. But kind of like George Washington, after he served his terms, just left. I just don't think Farage's job is done, but I understand why he went ahead and bowed out, because it's tough battling globalists. Believe me, I think about doing it all the time, but the problem is they're not going to go away unless we beat them. So we're going back to Pastor Manning here in just a moment and your phone calls. Before I go any further, we've expanded and extended the July 4th sale. We've added non-GMO, heirloom, open-pollinated seeds of the super high-quality variety, 20% off of the 14 different brands we carry that are the very best out there. We have a huge seed center. I set out to make it the most extensive and high-quality, lowest-priced out there. That's 20% off. In some cases, there's basically no profit with that lost leader. We're expanding it to all shortwave radios, including crank power, solar power, you name it, and a bunch of other preparedness items. And 20 to 40% off all of the InfoWars Select storable foods. When I say Select, it's just the name of the brand. It isn't just Select brands. It's Select food. It's the entire My Patriot Supply catalog, private label by us. We can sell it for lower prices than anybody else can. You can also buy My Patriot Supply, the exact same food right next to it on the site, if you choose to, and your purchase funds this operation. You get free shipping on orders of $50 or more, and 10% off additionally when you sign up for auto ship on things that you need to reorder, like Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2, which, by the way, you might want to sign up for auto ship, because we always hold some back so that we never sell out of that for folks that are on auto ship, because we are set to sell out. This hadn't happened in a long time, so we try to stockpile it. Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2, the good halogen. Research the iodine conspiracy. Research why they want us deficient in it. Research how it's the opposite of fluoride, the good halogen. Research why it's so important. And if you already know how great it is, give it to friends and family and support the broadcast. That's 20% off, and I'm going to keep that sale going until we're right about to sell out and just hold some back for the folks that are auto ship. InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Take advantage of that today. We have the all-new design, similar to the last, to the last collector's edition, but it has a red InfoWars.com on the right shoulder and Legalized Freedom InfoWars.com on the back. Hillary for Prison 2016 on the front. That is for sale, $19.95. I sold a lot of the other ones at $5 at cost. I need to raise money to put aircraft over the RNC and DNC. We've already signed the contracts. And it's going to cost me, because I was going to do just the RNC, now I'm doing the DNC, it's going to cost me $65,000. And I think if I sell, I think it's something like 20. If I sell like 5,000 t-shirts at $19.95, that should pay for most of it. So get those today. Please support the broadcast. I'm all in this year. I'm spending everything. I'm not even going to – I am set this year to not even take a profit. That's my goal, is to be able to hire the new reporters, put everything in, get the camera people, more writers, more reporters, and just put our full fight in 2016, because it's so critical. That's what we're doing here. In the past, I'd hold back some money for war chest, backup money. I am even digging into that right now, because I can just spiritually, at a gut level, feel that's the right thing to do. And so we're all in right now. We're expanding in the face of the globalist, and hope Providence will carry us the rest of the way. So I want to thank you all for your support. Also support Pastor Manning and the great work he does. Check out all of his information at atlah.org. Pastor James David Manning. I want to go to some calls here, sir, and see what their questions or comments are for you and myself. But other points that you'd like to make about what you expect to happen in the future and other things that you're looking at right now.
I'd like to respond to Nigel Farage in terms of his stepping away from the leadership of the UK at this present time. And what I want to say is whether or not we want to track, or the last time the UK has been hit with a major terrorist attack, when you right across the English Channel, you've got several attacks both in Paris and in Brussels. Was Farage, and I consider him to be a noble person. He was defeated by a Muslim as mayor of London. But, and this is a question, I certainly don't mean to cast aspersions on him in any way, but I you know, the ISIS boys are could have said, we'll let England go free of terrorist attacks for 2 or 3 years if you do not lead an opposition movement against try to get.
Well, I know he almost died in a plane crash. I mean, I know he doesn't talk about it, but he gets mega death threats. And I mean, so, there's actually an article about that, that they're threatening to kill him right now, and that his family wants him to step down.
Did he get something such as, be noble, we will not bring any terrorist attack to London soil if you'll step away from opposing us. You know, the bombing in Istanbul at the airport, and a Muslim nation, one would wonder, why are Muslims bombing Muslims? Well, it's the same thing in Baghdad with the Shiites and the Sunnis.
I was about to say, we saw ISIS attack 5 different targets over the weekend, and mainstream media would not even say Islamic.
Right. Obama won't say, and Donald Trump said last night, Obama won't say ISIL either. ISIS, rather. He says ISIL. But, you know, what's happening is that the ISIS and Muslims are saying, listen, we want control. We want control of Turkey. You're a major nation. You're right here on the coast of Europe. We want you under our authority and our power. Don't do it. We're going to bring horrific events to your citizens here. Make them bow down. Make France bow down.
Have you seen how the new Muslim mayor of London is already saying we can't have any women in bathing suits on government buses? Advertising, and he's now saying he's going to go after folks that criticize Muslims. He says he may try to break away from England too and take London over and make it London stand. I mean, look, I didn't used to sit here and bash the Muslims, but give me a break. Once they get to a concentrated level, the radical Muslims, the Orthodox Muslims, whatever you want to call it, they get radical and they start taking over. That is their plan to overthrow our free societies. Why is the left bringing them in?
For that reason, why is the left bringing them in? Because the left, if you will, are being told that if they don't do it, if they do it, first of all, they will be greatly rewarded if they do so. They'll be protected. They'll have the mega incomes and mega positions of authority. But if they don't do it, they get absolutely nothing. In fact, they get the kiss of death. So for them, the choice is let it happen and perhaps somehow another.
I was about to say, a lot of experts I've talked to say that's why the left does grovel to Islam. They're afraid of it. Whereas Christians and conservatives and libertarians, we're so nice and friendly, we let them push us around. We let the biggest wimps on earth push us around while they roll a red carpet out to people that throw homosexuals off buildings.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that every religion has, Alex, at its basic premise, world domination. I mean, it doesn't always have to be an evil, malicious, violent one. But every religion wants to be the number one religion. It wants to dominate the world, and it wants all people on planet Earth to be adherents.
And that's it. The left are collaborators by instinct. They collaborate with the communists. Now they collaborate with the Muslims, and that's just they're horrible people.
Yeah. So, I you know, we have to realize that this is what's happening. Right now, Christians are wimpy as they come. I mean, I don't know if I want to call them Christians.
So we've invited this. Christian persecution, the UN admits, doubled the last 8 years. Christians are the most persecuted group on earth times everybody else, and we won't stand up for ourselves, so we've asked for it.
You know, I think there's been a dumbing down, and the media has played a major role in the dumbing down of the Christian faith. And as a result of that, America has lost its fighting forces. Last time we were on, I think you asked a question about how you're going to wake up these people. The people that need to be awakened, the Christians, the people that are looking at what Donald Trump is doing, is we need men all over America to speak as Donald Trump has spoken, to confront the powers that be, to confront the globalist ideologies.
We've got to realize how much, I mean, imagine the threats you and I have gone through. Can you imagine for Trump? It must be 100 times.
Yeah, to be sure. But when we get men, if we could get 100,000 men to stand up in various states across America with the same kind of cojones that Trump is demonstrating, we could take this nation back. But we're not doing that. They're being dumbed down. They're being told by their families. They're being told by the media that we need to be more tolerant. We need to accept other religions. I don't know if you're aware of what's happening in the real sense, what's happening religiously in the UK. Forget about the European Union. I mean, Muslims, Islam is taking over everywhere you go. There are signs. There's the smell of Islamic food. There's an Islamic dress. And pretty soon in London, you will not be able to wear a swimsuit or demonstrate or say anything negative against a London, against a Muslim in London.
Well, let me tell you, I've been to London quite a bit over the years, and man, it's changed since the last 10. And the Muslims are aggressive, and they are in your face. Now, the minute I start yelling back at them, they back off. They think I'm some European. You know, they tell me not to film, and I'm filming not even them. They run over to my face. I go, look, let's go. But, you know, at a certain point, I'm getting sick of it. Let's take a couple calls for Pastor Manning. He's absolutely on target. Maurice in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, how you doing? I'm Pastor Manning, and Alex, first-time caller. I listen all the time, and I follow both of you on YouTube.
Thank you.
I think Pastor Manning hit on this distinction between Obama and Hillary. First, I want to go to my first point is Comey and Lynch. Lynch came out and said that she was going to review the statement before it was said and before it was released. But then Comey comes out yesterday and said, nobody's reviewed my statement. That's a complete contradiction. Did you both catch that? Not sure.
I did. In fact, he said nobody knew I was going to do this.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Yeah.
You reviewed.
Yeah, we heard that.
You know that you don't know. You know what I'm saying? And that's the first question. Second question is we have to be careful not zero being tunnel vision with with Obama and Hillary, because I think Hillary doesn't trust I don't think Obama trusts Hillary to further his legacy. I really don't. I think they're going to, after the convention, they're going to swap Hillary out for Obama. She's going to be the sacrificial lamb. I honestly believe that because he doesn't trust Sanders because he's anti-trade, and he doesn't trust Hillary, as Pastor Manning brought up, because there's
well, that's a good thing we got going for us is these people all hate each other. Those are great points, Maurice. Pastor Manning?
Well, the way Obama was praising Hillary in Charlotte on yesterday.
He said she's the best person ever for president.
I've never heard any president praise a candidate the way Obama was praising Hillary. So there are a couple of things. One is that you might be right that she could become a sacrificial lamb. She didn't look much like a lamb on yesterday. She looked more like a rhinoceros, and Obama looked like a lamb. Now, that could be a matter of deception, because you never know what the hell these people are thinking about, because they're so deceitful. But on the other hand, Hillary has the potential of having information about Obama that was given to her from a number of patriotic sources around America, and she's got them on the email server, or she's got them there. And I saw a very weak person. I saw a very weak Obama yesterday. It could have been deception, but who knows?
Well, the Clintons know where all the bodies are buried, and they've got the real power structure behind them. So we're all got front row seats to this. Very exciting time to be alive. Maurice, thanks for the great points. I'm going to go to Mel and Daniel and Greg and Margaret and everybody, but I want to play this clip of Larry Nichols last Friday live with us on air. Then we're going to briefly have him respond to it. Well, he's been saying this for over a year, that they will not indict Hillary. The fix is in. And he's got the contacts. I know some of the similar contacts. Doesn't mean his contacts are always 100% right, or the Clintons may not change course, but this is what Larry Nichols had to say last Friday.
Here's what they're doing. She's not going to be indicted. It's over. It's over. She's not going to be indicted.
So that's the decision. So they're rubbing our noses in it, squatting in our face, letting us know.
And if anyone, what that meeting was about for those career prosecutors, she's not going to be indicted. But there's going to be all kind of searching and talking to these prosecutors that have worked on the case. And if any one of them dare to open their mouth and to say that they were coerced into backing off an indictment, she now has something to hand them. I'm just giving two. Just two. Two of the federal prosecutors working on this case. One of them is a pedophile. One of them has a male lover, and he's a male.
All right, let's stop
now
right there.
Being a queer don't mean much anymore. But
okay, so that full clip's about 5 minutes long. It's up on Infowars.com. Let's bring him in to co-host with myself and Pastor Manning. Continue on with your phone calls after the break. Larry, you called it. Give us the aftermath.
What you're seeing today is, well, actually what you saw in his press conference, Comey's, you saw the result. Comey was mad. I think you could tell it, Alex. Look at his entire
He looked freaked
state.
Out. I mean, he looked freaked. He didn't look like he normally does.
No, and so what happened, if you look at it, the text of his statement, all the way through, Alex, it's saying,
we're going to recommend her to be prosecuted. But then at the very end, at the last minute, boom, here it is.
He says we can't get prosecutors to do it, kind of telling us they've been blackmailed.
Exactly. So what happened to Mr. Comey is he gets out there, and that Friday meeting worked. You know, they went in, explained to Lynch, and then Lynch took it and explained it to Comey and the prosecutors. And at the last minute, he had to take out the recommendation to prosecute. That's why he was mad. That's why he looked so weird. And that's why his text of his statement was so odd. You know, even everybody, even liberal media people are saying it was weird that he talked all the way through and everybody thought he was going to indict or recommend an indict. But he didn't.
So he wanted to have his cake and eat it, too. Go ahead and say she is horrible. She should be indicted, but we can't find prosecutors that will do it, which is pretty, wow, I tell you, that is dead on. That makes a lot of sense. Now, do you have that from your sources or from working with the Clintons?
Both, actually. Now,
I'm going to skip this network break. This is too important. Our whole country's in jeopardy, folks, but just support the broadcast. Pastor Manning's here. He can pop in anytime he likes. Manning's been, of course, on the front lines of taking on the Clintons and Obama. But Larry Nichols continuing on here, consummate Clinton insider. Other points?
Well, you know, Alex, if I can just – Larry, I don't want to interrupt you.
No, please jump in.
No, you know, Donald Trump has said Hillary is the – most crooked, most corrupt politician to ever run for office. He's absolutely right. Nobody has a history as corruption of corruption as long standing and replete as Hillary. Going all the way back to Whitewater in Arkansas and the Rose Law Firm, to Vince Foster, to presently where she is. I mean, there's just nobody with that kind of a pedigree.
You're absolutely right.
Absolutely. Nobody of that corrupt. And I think that statement that Donald is making needs to be looked at a lot deeper than most people are taking it as a verse of comedy, a statement of comedy. We're looking at a person, and if she is the most corrupt, then my question would be, if she's more corrupt than any other person that's ever sought this office, is she more skilled at handling corruption than anybody else? And I stated earlier today that Bill Clinton perhaps would not be as corrupt as he is if he had not been inspired.
Well, I was about to say, more and more experts that were there said that Hillary was really the president and that she ran the show and that she would actually, this is confirmed, right, come in and beat the hell out of him, and he was scared of her.
Yeah. I mean, and so has she been running the show for quite some time? We're looking at a very serious issue within our nation.
Well, let me ask Larry Nichols this, because he's on record helping put him in power and the whole nine yards until they started murdering kids and he had to stand up and say no to it. If you're a new listener, he's behind the Clinton Chronicles, everything that we know originally about the Clintons. Who is wearing the pants in this relationship? I mean, Bill looks like he's a corpse now.
Alex Pastor, listen. Don't even think any other way. Hillary is the pants in that family. Hillary is the power. Look, all Bill Clinton wanted, for being president, for being governor, he just wanted the perks. He never wanted to run. He didn't want to do the job. He just wanted the perks, chasing women, being a rock star, the whole nine yards. Hillary pulls all of the strings. Anybody around her today knows that she pulls the strings. Bill's nothing. Bill Clinton is absolutely nothing. Hillary is the power. And, Pastor, you were talking about going back to the Rose Law Firm. I don't think people remember. Hillary was actually fired from working on the staff that was doing the impeachment work on Richard Nixon.
She dummied up evidence. She dummied evidence.
Yeah, because she was so deceitful, and the guy that was doing it had literally fired her. So she's got a real good pedigree.
She's a true demon. So is she a sociopath, a psychopath? What would you say she is, Larry?
God. Now, Alex, that's the damnedest question I've ever, excuse me, Pastor, didn't mean to say damnedest, but that's the damnedest question I've heard, because I don't know how you answer that. She is, she is a sociopath. She is.
Now, let me expand on this. This is a question for Pastor Manning and you. First, Manning, where do you think they go next? Is she emboldened by the arrogance? It really seems to even wake up the leftist media. So what does this signify? I mean, how does this calculus come together, Manning? And then I want to go to Nichols.
She has to take the presidency at all costs. And
she has to fail forward then.
Yeah, she's got to take the presidency. She's absolutely positively got to do that. And then from there, she will begin to get revenge. I mean, what she's a psychopath, a sociopath. She certainly is demon possessed. And this is certainly not a swipe at women. Certainly not. But she principally, like most women, will seek revenge once the power has been stored to her. Now, I'm not against women. All the women, don't start hating me.
But it's well known that that's the stereotype of women, is the vengefulness, and men do it too, but you know.
So as a woman president, she's going to seek vengeance. She can't resist it. She will not be able to resist it.
All I know is I was nothing when they were in, and the Clintons really gave me some problems. They got me fired. They had me attacked, physically attacked. So yeah, Manning, what do you expect to happen if she gets into me? Listen, we know they bombed Oklahoma City to blame Limbaugh, so maybe they'll just do a false flag and blame it on me.
This is very serious advice. Do not have any tax liabilities. Have nothing where they can approach you from a taxable point of view.
Absolutely.
And prosecute you. Make sure your properties are not having any tax liabilities. No. That's going to be the first line of defense for every patriot once Hillary
gets in. Look what they did to the Christians and with Obama. They said, absolutely. Let me ask Nichols that question. What do you expect to happen, my friend, to yourself? You're one of their, Drudge. They're foaming at the mouth to go after Drudge. They're admitting they want to go after the Democratic platform says arrest climate change deniers. I mean, this is like Maoist or something.
Yeah. You know, Alex, let me tell you, yesterday when I saw it go down where she's not getting a recommendation to prosecute.
And then Obama started kissing her butt when he doesn't like her. That shows he's scared of her now. He knows which way the cabbage. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Now, let me tell you now, I'm scared to say this because it was something Vince Foster said. But I'm going to tell you, when she got off from the email thing. Now, remember, she had just gotten off from the Republicans on the Benghazi. They rolled over. So now, Alex, think about it. This is what I thought about the minute that happened yesterday. Do you realize I'm the only thing between her and the presidency? Me. I mean, yeah, you got Trump.
No, but I know you were there. You know where the bodies are buried. Clinton said in the New York Times he fears you.
So you see, that was a pretty awesome feeling I had, thinking, oh, my God, I'm there. I'm the one in between them. And I'm going to tell you, revenge, Hillary Clinton has all of Washington, D.C. shaking to their knees right now. She has the FBI.
Very powerful. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, she has the raw FBI personnel files on all of them. On all the congressmen, senators, their staffers, the media. She's got it all.
We're going to have the Jezebel demon princess as our queen.
That's right.
Boom, you're right.
Pastor Manning, can you do 5 more minutes with myself and Nichols? You got to go.
Yeah, I can.
Well, take us out to break. 60 seconds. Take us out to break, Manning. You're chomping at the bit. I am too. Go ahead.
The Jezebel of modern times is now before us on television, running for president, and most likely is going to take it hook or crook. And so when you said Jezebel, that is how she ought to be identified. And when we look at the kind of power and the corruption and the pain that Jezebel brought to the people of Samaria and the people of Israel in the northern kingdom, we need to get ready here in America.
That's right. This country's going under judgment. If Hillary Clinton's elected, absolutely. Radio Network. Okay.